next on the 5 o'clock report.
We were trying to buy time.
How did we get to this place?
Focus on your breathing. Let's focus on what's in the room right now.
As we pray for justice and mercy and humility.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. A boost to the economy. Financial correspondent Joe McConnell.
Instead of unemployment going up as predicted, it went down. Instead of the economy losing millions more jobs, it gained a couple of million back. Economists may look like idiots, but no one complains when a predicted hurricane doesn't make landfall.
The jobless rate falling from 14.7% in April to 13.3% in May. 20% was predicted due to the impact of the COVID crisis. President Trump touting the report at the White House today.
The numbers are great, and this leads us on to a long period of growth. We'll go back to having the greatest economy anywhere in the world.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden is criticizing President Trump's cheerful reaction to the May jobs report. Speaking in Delaware, Biden accused Mr. Trump of spiking the ball while millions of Americans are still hurting.
I was disturbed, however, to see the president basically hanging a mission accomplished banner out there when there's so much more work to be done.
Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, claims the president has, quote, no idea what's really going on. Shredding the red phase in Pennsylvania.
Keep in mind, what we were trying to do in the red phase was buy time. We needed to make sure that we didn't overwhelm our health care system.
Governor Wolf speaking during today's health press conference.
Thank you to every Pennsylvanian for doing your part, big or small, in making sure that we get through this.
Wolf also applauding health care staffers, other frontline workers, and local officials. Still to come this Friday, police reforms in New York, prayer for peace in Pennsylvania, and exploring animals from vehicle or foot in New York.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For tonight, we'll find some moonlight, we'll find clouds. There will be a passing shower and a rumble of thunder in places, low temperatures 60s. Tomorrow, varying amounts of clouds and sunshine, a little cooler than today. Be a passing shower, the afternoon could bring a stray thunder shower, high temperatures 70s to near 80. Sunday is a slightly cooler, brighter day with abundant sunshine. It's a very pleasant day with a high temperature in the mid-60s to the lower 70s.
Thank you, Kevin. The Minneapolis City Council is banning chokeholds and is requiring police officers step in and stop incidents of inappropriate force in their ranks. The council passed an agreement today between city officials and the Minnesota Department of Human Rights. It must still be approved by a judge. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is looking at possible police reforms amid civil unrest and introducing his four-point Say Their Name plan.
Governor Cuomo says now is the time to seize the moment and enact meaningful reforms through the proper channels, not by resorting to violence.
How did we get to this place?
Incidents of pushing the press. You have incidents of police getting hit with bricks in the head.
He says making disciplinary records transparent, banning chokeholds, using outside investigators into possible misconduct, and making phony race-based 911 calls a hate crime all would be good steps for police and residents alike.
It restores the confidence, the respect, and the trust that you need to make this relationship work.
That's correspondent James Flippin. When we pause to reflect, the pandemic and protests causing plenty of problems. Family Life's Brandon Dixon reports.
Many people are experiencing stress and grief during these tough times. Counselor Brittany LaFuria tells Erie News Now.
It's okay to feel badly about something bad that happened.
She says sometimes the best remedy is to just breathe.
Well, if somebody's like super upset, super overwhelmed, you know, saying like, okay, let's focus on your breathing. Let's focus on what's in the room right now.
LaFuria adds, focusing on the positives will help get you through it.
Even though it was a terrible situation, people are starting to work together to try to fix it.
She says be sure to make time for your mental health during all this uncertainty. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. In Pennsylvania, praying for peace.
Tomorrow, June 6th, on the Capitol steps in Harrisburg at 11 a.m., we're gathering for a statewide prayer gathering as we pray for justice and mercy and humility.
Church Ambassador Network's Kurt Weaver tells Family Life.
Pastors from culturally diverse communities will be leading the prayer time. But we're asking all people, all Christians all around the state to join in Harrisburg as we call upon God to heal our land.
That prayer gathering happening at 11 tomorrow morning on the steps of the state capitol building. To the south, tropical storm Cristobal is picking up speed in Mexico as it prepares to turn toward the United States. The National Hurricane Center has upgraded Cristobal from a depression to a storm today. It's expected to reach U.S. soil this weekend. Back in PA, Penn State will begin welcoming students back to campus on Monday, including 75 football players. The news was announced as the university says it will also begin welcoming back other students who need access to specialized facilities, in-person mentoring, or early arrival for successful transition to the fall semester. Earlier this week, the Department of Education said today is the first day colleges can again hold in-person classes. Next at 5, as you wonder what is open, we start up our summer staycation destination series at Animal Adventure Park in Harpersville, New York.
Jordan Patch, owner of Animal Adventure Park.
Your park kind of came to fame with April the Giraffe.
Yes, it sure did. We were a modestly fresh startup facility and operated a handful of years. And then in 2017, the world changed with the birth of Tajiri and the viral sensation of April the Giraffe.
And how many children, if you will, does April the Giraffe now have?
Well, at Animal Adventure, April has had two calves with us, Tajiri and Azizi.
That will probably put you in people's minds if they've been listening any time in the last few years. Jordan, you're located near Binghamton, and what can people see when they come?
Animal Adventure is home to over 300 animals representing about 100 species. From alligators to zebras and every letter in between, we have a species that represents.
Excellent. You have a walking area and you have a ride-through zoo tour. Can you tell us about those?
So Animal Adventure is a 20-acre facility that is initially designed for guests to walk throughout the park and they experience a number of different exhibits. And the fun thing about our park, it's an interactive educational facility. So you're able to see, meet, touch, feed the animals. It's a very different experience than you may get at a generic zoo. With the adaptations needed to survive the impacts of the virus, what we did is we actually changed some of our format and welcomed vehicles into the park for the first time, allowing guests to drive the park, remaining in the cars, safe and secure, without any fears of the virus.
Great. You also are open to foot traffic, and so you're taking precautions, and I think you mentioned masks and the cars. Anything else? Because there is a section where people will walk with other people nearby.
So to be clear, the park operates 7 days a week from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., for foot traffic. Our drive-through zoo experience will now be on Thursday mornings from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. before we welcome our guests on foot. Safety precautions that have been put into place to protect our guests and give them the confidence of visiting the park is everything from plexiglass barriers at all of our points of sale, strict safe practices protocols that all of our team members have been trained on, requirements of masks for interactions between our guests and our staff from a distance of 10 feet, between coworkers, 6 feet, hand washing stations and sanitization stations throughout the facility. We've really gone above and beyond the mandates and really did what we could to ensure our guests to have that confidence to come to the park and not worry. We want to have a fun educational experience and a bit of normalcy.
Absolutely. And it's nice for our listeners to have something to look forward to see and to get outside. What is your favorite part of the park?
Well, my favorite part of the park is that we really get to connect with animals. You know, the guests are able to hand feed giraffes and yaks and antelope and get within feet of hyenas and lions and bears. It's that immersive, up close, personal touch, again, that is very different than a standard zoological park. We allow and want our guests to use their human senses to engage these animals, to develop that appreciation for living things.
Excellent, Jordan. People may be driving a distance to come. Can they find food in the park or right now, because of the social distancing thing, are you recommending that people pack a lunch?
So the park is operating with just a little bit of limited infrastructure. Our concessions will be open, so food and drink is available along with Dippin' Dots frozen treats. We will have our gem mining. We will have our giraffe feeding decks. Our gift shop will be limited to a 20-person capacity at a time. So essentially, the park is fully operational. Just some of our concession stations are closed down so we can consolidate and really adhere to the food handling safety protocols we have in place.
Great. And what does it cost to get into the park?
The drive-through zoo experience on Thursday mornings is $9.20 or $10 with tax included. For our foot traffic for general admission, children 2 and under are always free. Children ages 3 to 11 are $11.99, and adults 12 and up are $13.99. We do offer a dollar discount for seniors 65 and above at an admission price of $12.99.
That's Jordan Patch with Animal Adventure Park near Binghamton, New York. You can listen again or catch up on all the Family Life news features at fln.org/podcasts. Today, Wall Street finishing its third straight week of gains as the Dow Jones Industrial Average soared past the 27,000 level. A jobs report surprised economists with 2.5 million hires last month. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones was up 829 points. The S&P added 81 points, and the NASDAQ gained 198. Today's stocks report is brought to you by Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Details are available at ambassadoradvisors.com.
With a biblical look at your money, here's Rob West.
There are 7 reasons to build wealth, and 6 of them are bad. First is because we're told to by society, and we do it without thinking. Next is envy. We want what someone else has. Then there's seeing it as a game, a winner-take-all contest at the expense of others. The 4th reason people build wealth is for self-esteem. They give to charity, but only to be recognized. Next is because they simply love it. But the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. The 6th reason is for protection. People don't trust God to provide. That leaves us with the only good biblical reason to accumulate excess wealth, and that's to be generous, to advance God's kingdom and point others toward Christ.
You can learn more about saving, spending, and managing your money God's way when you check out our books and other resources at moneywise.org.
You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The weekend is upon us, and the weather will be mixed. Sunday looks like a sparkler. Tomorrow's conditions, though, will feature everything from sunshine to a scattered shower, too. Our call for tonight, we'll find some moonlight, we'll find clouds. There will be a passing shower and a rumble of thunder in places, low temperatures 60s. For tomorrow, varying amounts of clouds and sunshine, a little cooler than today. Be a passing shower, the afternoon could bring a stray thunder shower. High temperatures 70s to near 80. Sunday is a slightly cooler, brighter day with abundant sunshine. It's a very pleasant day with a high temperature in the mid-60s to the lower 70s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, the National Warplane Museum will treat parts of the Southern Tier to a flyover this weekend to honor first responders, medical personnel, and other frontline workers. Genesee Air Show officials say the Douglas C-47 is expected to take off at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning from Geneseo, New York, before touching down for fuel later in Binghamton. Lake Chautauqua, Jamestown, and St. Bonaventure University are among the locales to get a glimpse of the historic aircraft in the skies. And that's the world we live in this 5th of June. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.